Welcome back to the Classic TV Podcast. And that music, what was that the theme to?
That was Grange Hill, Andy.
That was Grange Hill.
Yeah.
So I only vaguely remember
that's
that.
That's my Grange Hill.
That's your Grange
that's
Hill?
That's my Grange Hill. That was 1992, I think, we started this theme tune.
We'll leave that on in the background a bit, I think.
Well, what's the point? It's just ended.
Oh, that's it.
So why
it's not
did,
a Pink Floyd
and
track.
Then
it's not really going for minutes.
Badge and a new school sign, and it was a different school.
Yeah, they
it,
moved schools. Yeah, it went to, I think it was a school in Elstree. They had also used a school in Hammersmith, but I think it might have doubled as the school, as Coal Hill School in Resurrection of the Daleks. Not Resurrection. Remembrance of the Daleks.
You're a bad Doctor Who fan.
I'm an awful Doctor
That's
what?
That's really bad. I can't believe he didn't
That's
know
embarrassing.
That. Didn't you have another school anecdote to do with Grange Hill? No?
I can't remember it. I just can't believe
wasn't
I've got Resurrection and Remembrance
wasn't
wrong.
Wasn't the original school?
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah. The original school was in Kingsbury in North London. And they had a very famous ex-pupil who went to that school. Mm. It was George Michael.
Yeah.
George
Is this
Michael.
A good time for my George Michael anecdote?
Yes, this actually segues very well into your George Michael anecdote. Go for it.
Very good friend of mine, Tim, who I don't see as much of now, but
is there a reason behind that?
No, there really
okay.
isn't. It's just geography.
Okay.
But his partner for many years, George Michael's sister.
Wow. And her name was?
Yoda. Not Yoda.
Oh,
we've done that joke already. She's Yoda.
We
but
have.
What do I get for George Michael for his birthday, Andy? I don't know, Tim. What do you get? A man who has everything. Anyway,
yes.
Moving on. I was going to make a rude joke then, but I'm not going to.
No.
So let's move on, because we're being good and teetotal, because it's a school edition.
Exactly.
And we're going to move on to something which you may not remember quite as well. I said we're going to come back with Biker, but we're not.
We're
going
to go to We're going to postpone Biker.
We're going to postpone Biker, and we're going to go to something quite different.
Yeah. But first, we're going to skip the advert.
Yeah, we will. That's okay. Panic you not.
Go for it.
And then we'll go into this.
Yes.
See if you remember this.
Okie doke.
Fella. Wake up in the morning feeling shiny and energy. I gotta go to the school. I don't think I can make it. Don't think I can take it. I wonder what I'm gonna do. But when I look around and see that someone is smiling right at me. Wait, that someone's talking to me. Hey, I've got a new friend. Sorry about that. So that was Degrassi Junior High. Ran for three seasons between 1987 and 1989.
Wow.
You're going to do that fact, weren't you?
I was going to do that fact. You completely robbed me. Do you mind if I do the next one?
Gah.
Anywho, right.
How many episodes, Hayden? You can tell me that.
Okay, 62 episodes.
No, that's a four.
Was that a His handwriting's appalling, ladies and gentlemen.
42 episodes.
42 episodes. Perhaps I'm pretty sure it might have been 60.
Perhaps you can tell me. I mean,
yes.
Perhaps you can tell me the programme that preceded Degrassi Junior High.
That was called Kids of Degrassi Street.
It was. And afterwards, Degrassi High. And thereafter,
see the Next Generation.
But we didn't see much of that, did we? We
no.
saw Kids of Degrassi Street. I think a few series when they were very young and small.
Mm. Yeah.
Then two series of Degrassi Junior High. I don't know why we didn't get series three. Maybe it was too racy. Who knows?
Could have been.
And then we had Degrassi The Next Generation, which we definitely didn't have. And it went on for how many years?
Went on for 8 years. And it only finished in 2009. So there's a
franchise.
It
must have gone on longer than 8 years.
2001 it started.
Oh, did it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, right.
Go back to maths class, okay. Mr. Priestner.
Okay. I really need to. Mr. Fennec in hated me.
Anyway. Back to Degrassi.
He's dead now, that's fine. Degrassi Junior High. We watched the first episode earlier, didn't we?
Yes, we did, yeah. And very different to Grange Hill.
What was
it
different?
Was trying to hit the same buttons as Grange Hill.
Yeah.
But just it was whilst Grange Hill was subtle, like we were saying about how Tucker and his friend were cool, but they wasn't like they were asking to be cool.
We weren't told they were cool.
Yeah, we weren't told.
Didn't the cool kid in Degrassi actually wear a costume that said cool or something? A t-shirt.
Costume designer went all out on that.
Joey
there.
Jeremiah.
Oh, Joey Jeremiah. The most.
We only saw one episode and we hated him.
Yeah, well, he kept repeating his name and then doffing his hat, didn't he?
Doffing isn't good, is it?
No, and then he said, like, accountants or public relations officer or something like that after he said his name. And I just think, how arrogant is that? It doesn't make him likeable. And if he's meant to be the cool kid, that's not a very good protagonist to go along with. And in fact, actually, the main protagonists of this show were very unlikable because they were all asking and actually demanding too hard to be popular.
Popular.
That sentence very nearly got away from me there. I was trying to punctuate it by pointing a pen. It in.
The episode we watched was all about a girl called Stephanie Kay who arrived in eighth grade. Yes. Yeah. And so it was 14 or 15 and
was running
for class president and decided the best way to do that would be to ditch her ugly friend. She was quite ugly.
Pula? Her book smart friend.
Oh, her book smart friend. And kiss all the boys in order to get president.
Yeah. See.
But also didn't want to admit that she had a brother.
Yeah, which was very strange.
It was a bit odd, wasn't it? Yeah. He was a bit of a lump.
That's not very nice. You can tell which side of the fence you were on between bully and victim at school.
All of my prejudices coming out.
First gypsies, now fat people.
But I actually thought...
I'm actually dreading part three.
I actually thought I'd watch another episode of that.
Did you? To be honest, it got better as it went along. It's just, I think because we had a break halfway through, I found the characters very unrelatable, very highly unlikable. And it just wasn't as subtle as Grange Hill.
But I remember...
Grange Hill let you do...
Taking me back to when I was, as we've established, 15.
Very old.
Which is the same age as the characters who were the protagonists.
Yeah, so you were the perfect target audience for this,
and
you?
I remember thinking, I'm glad she... I think she regularly got her comeuppance, that cow, the girl. But I remember being pleased with that. But I'm sure there must have been some okay guys in it, but they were all really young, the okay guys, weren't they?
Yeah, they must have...
The other kids were all trying to be cool all the time, and it was very wearing. But I remember thinking, this is very brave and new.
Yeah.
And Grange Hill was kind of on the wane a bit then.
I see.
Which is why another series was being made by the BBC at that point. They were about to put out there.
Yes, indeed.
Started in 88 or 89?
89.
Probably in production in 88. There's my defence.
Well, if you're going to be pedantic.
I am.
Yes.
And we're going to go to that after the... The break in the next section, and
that'll
be Biker Grove.
Beta Grove.
Now, we said we wouldn't do Geordie accents, and we've already failed. Now, I don't have an excuse because I actually was a Geordie.
Yeah.
And if I'm around Geordie people, and I start talking faster like this, and you can hear it in my voice a bit like this, and it goes a bit higher.
Sorry, that's just a noise.
And yeah, I can do the Geordie accent usually when I'm drunk and I have to be with other Geordies, but yes. That was an interesting show, and we're going to come back to that shortly.
We are indeed.
We're going to have that iconic theme music.
We are.
And we're going to talk about, inevitably, PJ and Duncan, Jill Halfpenny.
Got to.
Donna Eyre.
Yes.
And, of course, Spuggy. Who can forget?
I was going to say Jeff.
No! It's Spuggy.
Okay. It's Spuggy. Okay.
So, after the break, we'll have some Spuggy. What are we going to play out with? I think maybe we should just play out. It's nothing to do with the school theme at all, but seeing as the sad news today of Robin Williams leaving this earth, going Nanu Nanu, we thought we'd play the theme from Mork and Mindy to end this part.
Go for it. Yeah? See you on the other side.
Yeah, we will.
Nanu Nanu.